Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Have you ever gone to get some fast food and you've placed your order and they say, hey, sorry, we're actually out of food, we can't give you anything?
I used to work for a chicken fast food place.
Yeah.
On more than two occasions, we ran out of hot chickens.
Doesn't it just blow your mind?
Yeah.
Like, you do one thing, chicken.
Chicken.
Just make sure you've got chicken.
But here's the thing, because they don't want it, like, whatever was left over at the night then went into the fridge to sell as cold chickens.
Right.
So you don't want to overestimate how many chickens.
Yeah, okay. So if there's a rush and you couldn't account for it.
Yeah, if you had more people than usual, because I would assume there's an algorithm per store.
Yeah.
This is your average customers. This is how many chickens.
Except for on a Friday, because everyone gets takeaway.
Exactly. So then you would need more.
Yeah.
Obviously, sometimes you just got more customers than usual. Ran out of chickens.
Is what it is.
It is what it is.
Well, a lady, she's doing the rounds on social media at the moment because she went up to a drive-thru and they said, hey, sorry, we can't actually serve anyone food for the rest of the night because we ran out of gloves. And she's like, what are you talking about? And she goes, we've ran out of gloves. It's unhygienic. We can't actually prepare any food. So they had all the food available, but they weren't allowed to touch it.
What?
Yeah, I know, crazy. So she drove around to the window where you pay.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, no, I don't care. Make me food. And they said, no, we're not allowed. And so what did she do? She climbed through the window. And they were like, what are you doing? You can't do that. And she was like, no, I'm getting myself some food. So she climbed through the drive-thru. And then she goes, where's the manager? The manager came up. And she goes, look, I'm sorry that I'm not dressed in the appropriate attire. Today is day one of my training.
Yeah.
I employed myself here. I'm going to make myself my own sandwich. Now, teach me. And, well, the story stops here. The video stops. So we'd never know whether she actually got to make her own sandwich
or not.
I don't
think she would have.
They would have kicked her out.
Yeah, they're like, no, you can't come back here. People make it because we have no gloves. We're going to let some random person in our kitchen to make their own sandwich.
Look, the video shows them all cracking up because they're doing nothing.
Yeah.
They're all just sitting around laughing. And then this lady climbs through the window. And so a couple of them literally drop to the ground laughing. Like, what are you doing?
It is pretty funny, but she must have been hangry.
Really, really hangry. But the question I want to throw out is, do you care if your food is made with gloves or without gloves?
No.
Because, okay, well, the other day I went and got a dirty kebab. Okay?
Yeah, you did.
And I was watching them make it. And they were dealing with the money, doing all that kind of stuff, and then going straight to the kebab, rolling it up. And I thought, oh, normally I don't care, but I was just watching it. I was thinking, maybe they need to have gloves on.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
On more than one occasion, I have seen, because normally I'm like, no, of course wear gloves.
Yeah.
But on more than one occasion, I've seen people who are wearing gloves and just using them like you would your hands. So they would go and take customers' money, put it in the till whilst wearing
gloves. So they're doing the exact same stuff.
Exact same stuff. And I'm like, that's actually gross, because at least you wash your hand if you're not wearing gloves. Whereas I feel like if you're wearing the gloves, it's like, it's fine, I'm wearing gloves. But if you're handling money and everything.
Mm. So really what you need to be doing is you either prepping food or you're taking money.
Yes, you can't do both.
And if you're prepping food, you keep the gloves on.
Yes, as long as, because even if, like, say the kebab, for example,
yep,
are they picking up the utensils, carving the meat, and then making it with the gloves on, so, because you're touching all the germy things anyway, so gloves don't matter.
So, quick yes or no, do you care if your meal is prepared without gloves?
No, I don't care.
Don't care.
No, I think, here's the problem though, if they're used correctly, then yes, please wear gloves. If you were making the meal, taking your gloves off, doing everything else, then putting new gloves on to make another meal, yes, I would prefer that. But I don't think that's happening.
All right, let us know on the text line, 0429 985 985. When someone's preparing your meal, whether it be at a restaurant or wherever, do you care if they're not wearing gloves? 0429 985 985.
I don't think top chefs are wearing gloves when they prepare your food.
Hey, look, let the people speak.
Marissa's saying, I want them to wear gloves because they go to the toilet and don't wash their hands, but not all. She did say at the end.
But not all. Chris says, 100%, I do care. Craig says, no. Darcy says, I don't care. Another Reggie here, nah, I don't care.
Aiden, no, not really.
Yeah, another Craig here, nah. As long as they don't lick their fingers, says Darcy. You can never guarantee that. If the food's finger-licking good, I mean,
I think you would get sick of it, though. You wouldn't be eating it if you're cooking it all the time.
Yeah, okay.
So if people always wore gloves 100% correctly,
yeah,
whereas they just wear them to prepare the food, take them off when they're doing everything else,
mm-hmm.
then sure, yes, I would prefer that. But they don't. I've seen people handle money whilst wearing their gloves still.
But you're also saying that if you're a top chef,
you're not wearing gloves.
You're not wearing gloves. So, like, let's just start from the top, work our way down. Who cares?
Who cares? But also, because also, if you're doing the right thing, not wearing gloves, you would be washing your hands correctly as well.
But, like, I don't know.
You can't trust people either way, so.
I have a solution.
Oh, okay.
Wherever you are making your meal, wherever your meal is getting prepared, there has to be a bright UV light on the person making it. Ew. That way everyone knows what's on the hands.
Ew, I don't think I'd want to know.
And then you'd rather just live a blissful life.
Well, you need a little bit of germs, don't you?
Yeah, it's true.
To help your immune system.
Yeah, but that's a teaspoon of mud once a week, don't you do that?
Oh, that's gross. Could you imagine? Isn't that what I was eating yesterday when you blended everything up for me?
True. Hey, keep your thoughts coming. 0429-985-985. Looking at it, what is it, about 60-40?
Yeah, I would say so.
Care,
yeah.
40% kind of do.
What? So, officially, what camp are you sitting in?
I'm so on the fence on this, but I think I'm leaning towards I would prefer if they did have gloves.
Okay, I'm leaning towards I don't care.
Don't care.
All right, we have got Lindy on the phone. What do you think, Lindy? Gloves, yay or nay?
Gloves are absolutely necessary if you're handling food.
All right, talk us through it.
So imagine you walk into a McDonald's and they're preparing you an ice cream cone and you notice that the person hasn't put the little paper around the bottom and she's got blood under her fingernails.
Mm. Then what, Beck? Then what?
I'm not eating it. If I notice that, I'm definitely not.
And that's a good point, because all the germs under your fingernails, and you can't be brushing those willy-nilly every 5 minutes.
Talana was telling us, though, that legally you're supposed to have trimmed nails if you're working in a kitchen.
Right, I wonder if that's still the case now. Interesting.
All right.
Good point.
And what? Talk us through, because you did text us as well. Talk us through your text, Lindy.
So, basically, if I notice gloves not being worn at the counter, sometimes in Subway, for example, I will either not pay for the food at the end and reject it because they've brushed their hair with their gloves on or something.
Yeah, wow.
And
I'm just going to stop you there. How do they react in that situation? They get annoyed, and we seem to have lost her. But, I mean, like we said, it's about 60-40.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah, 60% saying we don't care, 40% saying, well, you know what, put some gloves on. Another text here from Brett basically says people use and grab their phones all the time, and the issue with that is that phones, people take them to the bathroom. So you might be thinking, oh, yeah, they touched my food, and then they just looked at their phone. Yeah. But where has that phone been? Where has that phone been?
So,
wear gloves!
I'm not eating out ever again.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.